Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Let's get to it. No frills radio. Straight to it. A story. We begin with a story on your Saturday morning. A few months ago, a little man comes into the office, a young kid, about 9 years old. I know he's precocious. You know the word precocious? Like Mozart, like very gifted, but very finicky. Definitely a load for his mom to handle. Not a burden, just a lot of maintenance. Some of you have kids like that. Some of you are like that. Some of you are 80 years old and you've been like that your whole life. I talk about that type a lot. They're of interest to me because I'm kind of one of those. In any event, this precocious little kid comes in and he's covered in rashes from head to toe. He's got severe eczema, and this will break out for lots of reasons. A lot of reasons that they haven't identified yet. That's the story. But one thing they know is it relates to the kid's diet. So there's something about the diet that causes these rashes. And, of course, these rashes are almost disfiguring. When they break out on the face, the kid can't go to school. Now, this kid's 9 years old, so this is a big deal. Nine-year-olds don't understand things like eczema. Mom's very concerned. It's the usual situation. They've had the usual spin all through allopathy. Than 15,000 different opinions in holistic medicine. Many of you can relate. So he comes in, and in the course of this two-hour session with myself and his mom, he bumps his head on the desk. You know, he bends down to get something, and kids, slams his head into the desk. Now, it wasn't a big slam. It really wasn't something that, well, when I was growing up, you would even have noticed. You would have gotten the hit in the head and went about your day. This kid cries for 20 minutes. 20 minutes! And, of course, the mom is doing the best she can. And I'm getting really what I waited for. I waited for this. See, I didn't have the case cracked until I got to see this. If you stick in there long enough, it's why my sessions are so long. People are always moaning. You know, the guy's late. You don't understand, when you're in there, it's a think tank. You got to come up with the answer. You got to crack the case, you see? And things don't reveal themselves. What people tell you, their conscious awareness of what's going on, that's not it. If they knew what was going on, if they had a real consciousness about it, they wouldn't be in your office. It's what they don't see that they're going to reveal. And this is the moment I've been waiting for. This kid cries for 15 minutes. He's crying a long time. Now, what is that? I see it as clearly as the blue sky right now. That face, the contortions on his face, are the contortions of his intestinal tract. And that's today's show. It's to get you to a three-dimensional understanding, I hope. You're at the computer. I hope you can get to a computer because the pictures tell the story. If not, hunker down and use your imagination. The point is, when that kid's screaming, crying, and stamping, and having this whole escapade, that is what his intestinal villi are doing. That's what his gut is doing. That's what his intestines are doing. Now, you can understand that, and you can understand that, and you can understand that, and then you can understand that. I'm asking you the last to understand that all this shenanigan about disease and food and nutrition and herbs and digestive enzymes. They're sitting on the back of something much, much, much bigger. And the payoff, if you can associate to this, if you can bring this into the depth of yourself, the payoff for understanding this is a lot less time, money, and energy spent on your health. That's how big this is. So this little kid's not off to the best start. He's not off to the very best start, is he? Because he's only 9 years old and he's got eczema. But in a moment, I'm going to relate all of this to autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease. I got to give you the science first. So we're going to have to rock and roll into the pictures and the books and those things. You got to do that to understand all the other stuff. But the point is, the next time you look at a labored face, it's very sad. It's very angry. It's internalizing its anger. It's running around screaming. It's grieving. It's got the face of high anxiety. It's worried about everything. How's it going to get done? How am I going to pay my bills? How is this going to happen? This whole thing. This undercurrent of fear. Fear you don't show your doctor. Fear you don't show your friends. Fear you show your wife. Fear you show your husband. That's it. If at all. Maybe not. But it's there. And you hide it. Because you know that that's socially intelligent. You know, the Chinese, interesting topic in Asia. Back when things were really, really bad in China, you did not get up in the morning and tell your friend you wanted to go see your shrink. You didn't do that in China. When Mao did his Cultural Revolution routine in the 50s, I mean, we estimate 40, 50, 60, 70 million people got hurt bad. Not a lot different than Stalin, Hitler. These mass extinctions as governments take over. Well, you know, you couldn't afford to get up in the morning. You certainly couldn't afford to be a 9-year-old boy crying over a little bump to the head. And so in that culture, you never, ever, ever admitted that deep down inside you were afraid or you were angry. You covered it up. The Asians, specifically the Chinese, became masters at covering those emotions for very good reasons. So if you're Chinese and you're listening, this is not a criticism, it's more a compliment. What it is more than anything, it's history. It's what people do. And we do this all the time. But you see, if you're trained, if you're a doctor, if you understand people, if you work in the fields, nobody's fooling anybody. And you see these masks that people wear all the time, covering up all sorts of crazy emotions. And again, that's not a judgment. The point is, when you look at those bereaved faces, you're looking at, you're getting a bird's eye view, a microscopic view of their intestinal villi. Now, I hope you can get to the pictures I've got in the literature section on the tab on the website, the homepage. It says radio literature. Go take a look at those pictures. One of the pictures you're looking at, the middle one, is of the intestinal villi. It's a blow up. So you can still follow if you don't have the computer. It's a blow up of the inside of 35 feet of intestinal tract, your small intestine, after your stomach, before your large intestine. Is your small intestine. That's 35 feet of tubing. Yes, we make sausage casings out of it, if it's healthy. In cows, not people. Tripe is the word. We cook tripe. We eat small intestine. Okay, so we clean it and we eat it. So no farmer is exempt from understanding this. Farms built farming on tripe. So small intestine, 35 feet. That's called your second brain concept. In neuroanatomy, when we dissect out, as you're going to see from these pictures, your second brain, the inside of your small intestine, you are looking at the reason that all the people historically in holistic medicine have said 80, 90% of all disease begins in the gut. So when I make reference later to Natasha Campbell McBride, this MD, PhD, that's got this whole concept out now like it's new, It ain't new. It's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's definitely in the literature in America in the last 150 years. You've heard it. 90-80% of all disease begins in the gut. This is why those intestinal villi are like the suckers. Those intestinal villi are like the antennas on a snail. Here's a funny analogy, right? When it rains and you come home and you come up the stairs, you got to kind of be careful that you don't step on the snails. Because the snails are good people. And you don't want to hear that crack underneath your feet. You feel sad, right? It's not like killing another kind of a bug. It's a snail. Something about snails and don't step on them goes together. If you ever see one of those snails and you put your finger or something near their antenna, they pull back that antenna with enormous speed. It's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that amazing how slow those things are? I mean, they move like a snail. But if you touch their antenna, it's like a bullet. It's like light speed they pull back. When you're moving that slow, you can't afford to make a mistake. Right? If you're moving that slow and you make a mistake, you're never going to get out of it. It's not like a cheetah. So you better have some pretty sophisticated antennas. And so they got these antennas out there. Those antennas are your intestinal villi. Only on the inside of your 35 feet, you have bazillions of them. You got trillions of them. You're looking on my radio literature section right now. I know you are. I hope you are. You're looking at the inside of your intestinal tract. Those intestinal villi, they're blown up. That is where the action is. I want you forevermore to think about, put these things on people's faces. Picture a face that's just a bunch of intestinal villi. Because that's what a head really is. That's what the brain really is. It's a bunch of little sensors, suckers, absorbing, pulling it all in. It's like little finger-like projections. And that's where the absorption of the food occurs. This is the spot. Any of you kids out there thinking about grad school, go study that spot, that space there. There's more God. There's more divine transaction in that space than just about anywhere else in the body. It's called the second brain. See, in neuroanatomy, and those poor neuroanatomists, they study a lot. They don't get paid anything. I was educated in chiropractic school by a woman named Pat Mensa. I hope she's out there listening. It wouldn't be surprise me if she did. But she was taking her exam for CPA. Yeah, when she taught neuroanatomy, she had taught neuroanatomy. That's brain dissection. You dissect out the nervous system. If you're looking at these sheets now, at these radio literature sheets, those yellow things going into the villi, going into the small intestine, those are nerves. In neuroanatomy, you dissect out bodies and you trace these nerves. And then you find out where they go, and then you take the tissue that the nerves go to, you put it under a big microscope, and you study the microscopic connection of the nerve to the cell. The brain connects to the cell. See, that's not intuitive. That's counterintuitive. You don't walk around thinking like this. You got to be in the game a long time before you see a 9-year-old kid splattering all over the office because he bumped his little head. I mean, he's got a little bump and he's screaming like a foot's coming off. Okay, we're not knocking the kid. That kid's got good reasons for that. But the point is to know that that's his intestinal villi is to understand why he's covered in eczema. You got it? This is deep. Simple, but it's deep. Health is simple, but deep. Everything that you ever did that was worth it to you was simple and deep. If you get simple and deep, then hire the bean counters. If you're running a business, hire people.